Action then to...
Yes on three.
Three, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. We got 4-0 on that. And then the last one is the amendment requiring existing holders of a conditional use permit, holders authorized for medical cannabis delivery, who also intend to conduct adult-use cannabis delivery operations, to apply for and obtain amendment to their existing conditional use permit.
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
All done.
Yes.
Okay, so we got direction, Warren. You got pretty much what you're going to be bringing back at a future date.
We understand the timeframe expectation.
Okay.
So Warren, one more technical question. So after we get everything processed and the resolutions resolved, are you going to have a timeframe available for people once they have a valid CUP negotiated with the city for the time they submit that to the time they get their operating CUP? So not including the ones that are already starting in this process, but in the future. So if somebody walks in the door, they want to know how long it's going to take to get a license to operate.
Well, I think within that, you know, 90 days we talked about, we can deal with the existing ones. If somebody wants a new one, that's going to be a different process because they'll need to identify a site. We'll need to go through site plan review. So there's a lot of other things for new applicants to go through. But the 90 days, you know, for Dubs and even Kinfolk is realistic.
Okay. Yep.
And then Megan's wants to lease under Dubs, so they're going to be under Dubs CUP, so they'll be covered by that.
Oh, by their CPU?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's one CUP for that site that'll allow... It allows today 3 medical delivery offices.
Okay.
For Megan, that's just medical. That would be different for adult down the road.
Well, so that's what we're talking about, is to amend the
right.
Dubs CUP to allow adult delivery, and that we would do that process while we're kind of in that second reading process,
okay.
Getting them to Planning Commission to allow that.
That makes sense.
So that would allow Megan's to just follow suit right with Dubs. And
right.
Right.
And then they'd both have to go through the, you know, the regulatory clearance process at mm-hmm. the same time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So unless there's any questions, I think you guys have
yeah.
given staff direction on each of the 4 questions they had. So we don't need any additional motions or actions. Staff will just report back as quickly as they can.
Yeah.
Yep. And we should be good unless
that's
there's additional like comments or questions.
4-4. That's not bad.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Moving on, we have a city manager report. Mr. Huat.
Yes, just one item tonight. I wanted to let you know that we're continuing to do a lot of great planning work on the 4th of July event. Thanks to Angelica 14 and Linda Plesha for their leadership there. But I also wanted to note that we are still in need of sponsorships, both fiscal and in kind. So if there are folks out there that are interested in helping out, no amount is too small, and we're accepting all sponsorships. So we have some great benefits available to folks that are willing to sponsor. Everything's available on prcity.com or contact the city manager's office and we'll get you pointed in the right direction. So thank you.
Thank you. Council business and committee reports. Let's start with Councilman.
Just one thing. I want to thank everybody from the city who participated with the Lewis Flamson first annual career day. We had the coolest equipment. We had the best people, and I'm following up. I'm going to be making an appearance to their leadership class, where I will be answering the million-dollar question of what exactly is the city. I'll let you know how that goes.
Very good. All right. Councilmember Bausch.
That's not quite the first one. We've done them in the past.
Oh.
We have. It's been a while, so thank you for resurrecting. Brown Act training on the 6th, Youth Commission meeting. We had several, all of us participated in a special city council meeting. We interviewed for advisory body committees. Thank you to the 25 applicants for Youth Commission. And I think we had 18 applicants for our new Arts and Culture Board. Thank you very much to everybody who applied. We had a senior citizen advisory committee with Councilmember Gregory, Parks and Recreation with Councilmember Beal, attended downtown Pass Rolls Main Street Board meeting with Councilmember Beal. Thank you very much to everybody who's doing great work. Thank you.
Pro Tem Gregory.
Yep. So the Senior Advisory Committee with Mr. Bausch, I was there. And then I want to expound a little bit on some of the interviews we did with all these people, just briefly. I won't take long, Chris. We had 26 kids apply for this commission. 25, was it? Okay, 25. And the range of subjects was pretty amazing to me, but one of the most rewarding things to me is a great number of them were already in a mentoring program to help kids coming into the high school and mentoring them through the process. And Abbott, is that what's going on? And really a wonderful program. Another thing that was mentioned by several of the candidates was mental health of our high school kids. A lot of them talked about that and how it's an important place for young adults to have some support and help in that regard. And all of the applicants were very, very, very caring and really concerned about their fellow students. And that was really rewarding to see. And I just want to thank the staff for setting up so many interviews on one night. But it wasn't their fault. But it was really nice to see the interest, and especially on both on the students and on the arts. So it was very good. And we successfully made it through and came up with some good solutions. And that's it for me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Steve. For me, I had Tascadero Water Basin. And, of course, the Travel Paso Roundup. I think we had a city table there. It was very well attended at the Paso Robles Inn. We also attended the Pismo Beach ribbon cutting for the new fire station, police station. Very, very, very well done building down in Pismo. Met a lot of other elected officials there on that, and a lot of people were there. Congratulations to Pismo Beach, which they funded that whole project by their TOT and parking, believe it or not. It was amazing how they have this set up. So next we had the county mayor's meeting, which we met last Friday with, and that was well attended by all the mayors in Tascadero. Mayor Charles Bobeau hosted. Upcoming events, we have the Paso Robles City Council meeting, special meeting, advisory board interviews tomorrow night, 5:00. I thought it was 6, but it looks like it's 5:00 here.
I thought it was 6:30.
6:30? Okay. Well,
it is 6:30.
Is it 6:30?
It is 6:30.
Yeah, you have it here
and
at 5. Okay.
On the agenda as 6:30.
Okay. 6:30 for the special meeting for advisory interviews. City office is going to be closed in observance of Memorial Day. 26, and coffee with the city, parks, library, and community service is going to be the topic. That's going to be May 29th, 7:30. That's a Friday, I believe. Mr. Huat will be handling that. Our next council meeting is going to be here in Norris Room, Centennial Park, June 2nd, 6 p.m. And I'd like to go ahead and make a motion then to adjourn in the memory of all the people who served in remembrance of the brave men and women for Memorial Day over all these many years that our nation's existed. So if we can do that, I'd sure appreciate it.
I'll make a motion to that.
Okay. Motion by Councilman Gregory, second by Councilman Bausch. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We stand adjourned.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Paso Robles City Council meeting. We now join our regularly scheduled program in progress. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
Has not been proved beyond a reasonable doubt, but there is some conjecture based on photographs and so on that the two individuals involved in the shooting, the three people killed, which is not a mass shooting. Media calling it a mass shooting all over the place. A mass shooting is defined as four or more people shot. So when three people are shot, that does not qualify for the terminology, for the term mass shooting. But never mind that. But in any case, Kane Clark and Caleb Velasquez, the two gunmen who then shot themselves in the head. There is some conjecture floating around based on photographs that perhaps they're transgender. They might be cross-dressing transgender Democrats. And then maybe they'd be angry with Islam for not being very supportive of transgenderism, you know, and hanging people from buildings and cranes and things like that for such things. So maybe it's got something to do with that, but we don't know just yet. We don't know just yet. We'll have to see. Now, again, Mom, the mother of Kane Clark, called the police early in the morning yesterday and said, "Hey, my son, Kane Clark, is missing, and he took several guns with him, and he took my car, and I'm concerned that he's suicidal," and sometimes suicidal people do other things that are bad and violent. But Mom called the police, and the police had be on the lookout for him, and they were searching for the license plate number with those license plate scanners that they have on police cars now in our surveillance society. But they didn't find him in time, and we got that. And